Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
This is God. It's September 7th, 2007. And here's Jesus, temporarily featuring me. This first segment was originally released January 21st, 2003.
Nazarene. In the movies, it is always pictured that Mary and Joseph lived in a quaint little house with a little carpenter shop out back. Is this portrayal true?
I am afraid, Laura, the portrayal of Joseph as a simple carpenter is far from the truth. He was actually a master carpenter and had a lot of other carpenters working for him. He would put the products together, but he had people that made the boards and made the legs and did the rough work for him, so he only did the finish work. He was a master craftsman, and his workmanship was some of the most prized in the area, and people came seeking his work and paid him very, very well for his work. They wanted the quality of the goods that he made, and he always insisted upon the best quality from his workers. So Joseph was a man much in demand for his skills and his quality of work, and of course that should be as every person that does a job does. He should do the best he can to do whatever particular thing he does. And Joseph did, and he charged very good prices, and people were very willing to pay them because of the quality of the products that he produced. A master craftsman doesn't have a small house with a little shop out in the back. He had a considerable house with a very big shop out in the back because he had several people working for him and with him right there on the premises. I worked with him in the shop, but there were several other boys there working with him as apprentices. So it definitely wasn't a little shop and a little cottage.
You're full of surprises, Nazarene. I've always thought they had it right. Was I ever wrong? But this doesn't make them less special and lovable. It's a relief to know they didn't have a hard life.
I can never understand, Laura, why people thought they did.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. They say in the afterlife that laughter is the best medicine. Perhaps the best physicians of all are the famous comedy team of Abbott and Costello. Read our book about them. It's free online at http://spiritus.tripod.com/books/acc.htm.
Alora's still busy, and I'm really beginning to enjoy doing these things. I'm having a lot of fun with it. But here's a question that we get that isn't rather serious, but it's interesting nonetheless. How is the holiest of all furnished? How is your home furnished? What do the things in it look like? Do they look like ordinary furniture? Some people are very curious about this. This is one of those difficult things to explain, because in the holiest of all, we have no furniture. There's nothing in the holiest of all except pure ectoplasmic energy that flows around us, and everybody walks on it and walks through it and everything else. When we want to sit down, we simply sit down and the ectoplasmic energy holds us up. When we want to lay down and rest, we lay down and the ectoplasmic energy holds us up and we simply float in it. So we don't actually have any furniture in the holiest of all. It is constantly flowing. It is constantly moving. It is constantly in flux around us and forms into whatever we happen to need at the time. If we want to sit down, it holds us up. If we want to lie down, it holds us up. So we don't actually have any furniture in the holiest of all. And we have no television or radio or anything like that. I perceive these programs and things when somebody comes in that has watched them and they're talking to me, and while they're talking to me, I absorb this program that they have watched, and later on I can, you know, see it and hear it. I enjoy it as much as the person that was watching it. So that's how I'm aware of what's on television and on the radio, is what other people listen to. But basically, that's what's in the holiest of all.
We'll be back again.